When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, it's a Friday here in Pittsburgh, and it's the Friday before the NFL meetings next week. I just want to remind everybody, I will be heading off to Phoenix tomorrow. You'll be joining me down there on Sunday morning, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week from 9 to 12 live, we will do The Drive from Phoenix, Arizona at the owners' meetings, and we'll get some guests there. I was perusing the list of people who are going to be there, Matt. The media who have signed in there. I'm like, okay, we can get that guy as a guest. All right, I'll ask him. I'll get that guy. Yeah. So I'm trying to get a good grasp on who we can have on as guests. So
it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we'll line some of those up on Sunday and have everybody ready to go Monday and Tuesday. Also, Monday and Tuesday, of course, we're doing shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But Monday and Tuesday, you can watch the show live.
Right.
Well, not live, but we're going to run it later in the day on the Steelers YouTube channel. So you can check that out. And, well, maybe Matt and I will do like hand puppets or something to do the show. We'll make it interesting.
So that's 9 to 12 Western.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, 9 to 12 Western time. So it would be on 12 to 3 here in the Eastern time zone. Adjust from there, from wherever you were listening to the show. And I know we have listeners worldwide, Matt.
I know, right.
So
maybe someone will stop by and say hello.
Yeah, but watch it there. We'll be at the Biltmore Resort in Phoenix. Should be a good time, and we should get a lot of information out of that. Of course, Mike Tomlin talks. That's the only time in the offseason that he does talk until the draft. We'll hear from Omar Khan again as well. And then, of course, Art Rooney II also will speak down there, as will all the other head coaches in the league.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
you've never been to the morning, the league breakfasts where they have all the coaches at different tables.
Okay.
You can glean some things from that. I remember the one year sitting there and we're waiting for Mike Tomlin to come in. So I'm looking at the other tables, and the way they do it is they set each division up in a row.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So I think I can't remember which Cleveland coach it was.
Hard to keep up.
Oh yeah, but there's that. But
I saw three of them in my 365 days.
Marvin Lewis had just gotten axed in Cincinnati, so they had hired
Zach Taylor
there, and he looked like he was about 14. And Harbaugh's sitting next to him, and then the Cleveland coach at the time, it wasn't Hugh Jackson, it was the offensive coordinator. What the heck was his name?
Wasn't Monken, right?
No, it wasn't Monken. It was the guy. He only lasted a year.
I know who you're talking about. Everyone's all excited.
Jim Bob Cooter keeps the name, but it wasn't Jim Bob Cooter. But he was kind of that's, you know. And I'm thinking, this guy doesn't look like a head coach at all.
Yeah.
And as it turned out, he wasn't a head coach.
Oh, right, the Browns one you were talking about, huh?
Yeah.
Kitchen.
It was Freddie Kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, this dude looks like a coordinator. That's what he looked like. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
no,
you know,
of course. Right.
He, I mean, head coaches just carry themselves a little bit differently.
Absolutely. You get a couple years as a head guy, you get the gist of it, obviously. I mean, yeah. We talk about this a lot. I think rookie head coaches struggle as much as rookie quarterbacks.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, there's a learning process there, no doubt.
Big time.
Which brings us, Matt, to the power rankings.
How about that?
Earlier this week, Dan Hansis on NFL.com released his early post-free agency power rankings. And so I thought we'd take a look at that and see where they feel everybody's at here. Of course, this is pre-draft.
Sure.
I don't know that the draft is going to change these dramatically.
No.
Good.
I mean,
teams bumped up or down.
Ends up in Seattle or something. You might
get,
you know, somebody like that, or Will Anderson, you know, some of those type of dudes.
Yeah.
With 32-1?
Yeah, as we always do. At 32, down three spots from where he last had them, the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow, I haven't looked at these, and I didn't bring them up on my laptop on purpose because I wanted to respond organically. I was sitting here saying I wouldn't have Houston, I wouldn't have the Bears. I think I would have Arizona.
Yeah, I mean it's been a rough offseason for them, and they're not going to have their quarterback to start the next season.
I think you have to factor that in too. That Kyler is to be determined when we even see the field.
At 31, up a spot, the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow. I guess as currently constructed.
Let's talk about that real quickly here for a second.
Yeah.
So if the Colts were to make a deal and go sign Lamar Jackson, how far up do they go?
15?
I was thinking 18, but yeah. I mean, I think it makes them a contender in the AFC South.
I
think they should do it.
Yeah. Right. I mean, let's say they swapped out number 4 for Lamar. I know that's probably not how it would go.
I think you just wait until after the draft, and then you give up next year, the next two seasons, first-round draft picks.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go, too. But Lamar on that team would go a long way. That'd be a hard offense to deal with.
Because they've got weapons.
They got weapons, and they would run the ball quite well. I mean, I would want Taylor in fantasy again. You know, I mean, that's for
right.
Sure. You know, Pittman would be fine. Their tight ends are okay. So
yeah, I mean, I think that would be. I don't understand why they, you know,
playing that dome with his speed and
again in that division. Right. I mean, is Jacksonville really? You know, is anybody sold that much on Jacksonville? And we'll talk about that this more in maybe the next segment. But Jacksonville's not world beaters here. They're not one of the top.
I guess as currently constructed, Gardner Minshew is their quarterback. So I was, you know, going back to the power ranks, that I would have them ahead of Houston and Tennessee right now. I don't know that I can do that with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback, but I bet when after the draft, I'll have the Colts as the second best team in that division.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down on Tennessee. I think
I mean they're rebuilding.
Yeah, I think they're shot.
Yeah. At 30, he has the Texans.
They're starting to look like an NFL team, though, but that's they got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, I mean, they were awful last year.
Yeah, I mean, Shaq Mason and guys like that are NFL players are now on board, at least.
At 29, down 4 spots, the Washington Commanders.
Wow, that's rough. They have a defense. I think they have skill guys. Brissett can win games. I would have them
ahead. I think they're very intent on giving Sam Howell every chance to win that job, though.
I think so, too. I think he'll win every tie, you know, which I understand.
Right.
But I'd have them over Tennessee. I'd probably still have them over the Bears.
At 28, down 6 spots is Tennessee.
Good.
So we're splitting hairs there. But
yeah. I guess so.
At 27, holding steady, the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. I mean, you add Bates and Pitts comes back. But Ritter is still a huge, huge question.
Any one of these teams, if they sign Lamar,
goes up at least 10 spots.
At least up to 18-ish in that range.
And Atlanta's favored in that division with Lamar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
just like the Colts. We haven't brought this team up yet, but I would have definitely mentioned the Rams by now.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I hear you. I think they're rough.
They got like 3 players and nothing else.
Yeah. At 26, up 5 spots, the Bears.
Getting there. I mean, the DJ Moore thing really helps. You know, you can't put any equity in their draft picks that are to come, you know, future picks and all that. But they're better on paper than they were. You know, I mean, they got three receivers now, healthy Mooney, you know, that's about where they belong.
Yeah. At 25, up three spots, the Denver Broncos.
I'll buy that.
I mean, they've had an interesting offseason because they've spent on some guys that you look at and you go, what are you doing?
Like they paid, I don't love how they've spent.
They paid big money for Mike McGlinchey and Ben Powers.
Which just tells me that, hey, Russ, you're not cooking anymore. We're going to run the ball like crazy. But they spent too much for those two guys.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know that Javonte Williams is close to being ready either. Yeah. His might look like J.K. Dobbins did this year.
At 24, down a spot, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was going to mention them with the Rams. You know, they both have had a lot of success, recent Super Bowl champions, but the bottom has fallen out. They have better players than the Rams, though. Well, the Rams have Donald, but they at least still have Vita Vea and Wirfs and Evans and Godwin. And
well, the one thing that the Rams have, though, is a quarterback, presumably. Yeah, yeah. At 23, up a spot, the Raiders.
Okay.
Remember last year when all four of the AFC West teams were in the top 11?
Right. I mean, nobody saw the Denver thing coming. I mean, the catastrophic season they had.
Yeah. Well, the Raiders weren't much better. They were 6-11.
Oh, I know.
They weren't. I mean, Jimmy for Carr doesn't change the needle for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about the same, you know.
At 22, up four spots, the Saints.
I'm fine with that. I'm a little shocked we haven't brought up the Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, as currently constructed, I mean, they got Dalton as their quarterback. Right now, the Saints would be my top team in the North or in the South.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you get Derek Carr there.
Mm-hmm.
At 21, holding steady, the Cleveland Browns.
I might have them higher too.
I would go much higher with them though. I think they still got many. Yes, they've improved their offense a lot. You know, I like the trade for Moore
a lot.
But now they don't have a draft pick in the first three or first two rounds.
No, right. They're
They haven't really addressed the defense a lot.
They got the edge dude from Houston. They overspent on Tomlinson.
Who's their safeties?
I was gonna say I thought they signed a safety. I know they cut John
Johnson. Oh, they signed Juan Thornhill, who's just a guy. Yeah,
he was a little bit overpriced too.
Yeah.
I thought they overspent, but that doesn't matter for this exercise. I mean, I would have him over Carolina or the Rams.
Yeah, I agree. I still think right now, pending what happens in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, I think Cleveland's still fourth in the division.
How do you rank Green Bay and Baltimore?
I don't know. And for that matter, the Jets.
The Jets would probably be last right now.
Which we'll get to here at some point.
Zach Wilson's their quarterback.
Yeah. At 20 are the Rams.
Yeah, we've talked about them a lot.
I would have the Browns ahead of the Rams.
Oh, I think the Rams are going to have a terrible year.
Yeah. At 19, down seven spots, the Packers.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, I'm writing this big thing for Draft Digest where I do every team's team need. The Packers are kind of everything but running back. I mean, they don't have tight ends. They have one receiver. Their defense is pricey but not great. The O-line's getting old. I think they're going backwards.
At 18, up a spot, are the Panthers.
I would have them much lower. I mean, today, and not that Stroud's going to come in and be rookie year Marino either, you know?
Right.
I mean, their quarterback thing's a problem. They signed DJ Chark a couple minutes ago, and he's their best pass catcher.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a problem to me. I mean, they have some bones. I like their line. I like their defense. And I hope the quarterback hits for them. But as currently constructed, they'd be six spots lower.
At 17, holding steady, the Patriots.
That's where they belong. They're right in the middle of the road.
I don't love their roster either, or their build.
The roster would be in the bottom.
Once again, they're spending money on tight ends that they're not going to throw the ball to.
Right.
Juju in the middle. Juju, there's their number one receiver. Like, it's right. Yuck.
Tight end, too. Right.
At 16, down six spots, the Minnesota Vikings.
Good. I mean, their record last year was as fluky as it gets.
Yeah.
Like, I would have bet everything I had he'd have the Vikings over the Steelers. I'm glad, and I would have fought him on it.
At 15, down two spots, the Steelers.
I would have the Steelers over every team mentioned.
Right. I would as well.
I have the Saints would be in this neighborhood for me. I think the Saints are pretty decent right now.
Well, I think we're going to, there's still a couple of teams that we haven't mentioned yet that you have to put the Steelers ahead of right now.
I'm sure there are, but we'll address those as they pop up.
Yes.
Especially the Jets. I mean, if you count Aaron Rodgers as a Jet, they would be way higher than I would put them.
But he's not a Jet.
He's not a Jet, right.
And Lamar's not a Raven right now.
Right. I mean, those two have to be really, really low and behind the Steelers today.
At 14, up four spots. So they leapfrogged the Steelers based on what they've done in free agency. The Seahawks.
I like where they're sitting. I mean, you had like Draymond Jones, and they didn't do a lot in free agency. They were a playoff team last year. I would have Pittsburgh ahead of them, but probably the same tier.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I trust the Geno.
No, I don't know that I trust that either. I mean, the second half was not as good as the first.
Exactly, exactly.
At 13, down two spots, the Ravens. I'm sorry, I can't put the Ravens right now as constructed ahead of the Steelers or the Seahawks for that matter. They don't have a quarterback.
I don't think I can put them in the top 22 or so. Like, frankly, I would have Washington ahead of them when we mentioned them 15 minutes ago.
Right. They don't have a quarterback, and they've done nothing in free agency. Today was their big signing. They signed the receiver.
Aguilar.
Yeah.
Right.
Aguilar.
The Packers and Ravens have done nothing in free agency except lose people.
Except lose guys.
Right. Which you understand why. They both have this quarterback.
Oh, by the way, unlike most years where the Ravens have a whole bunch of draft picks, they've got five this year.
It's low, yeah. So I believe if the Commanders went to Baltimore next Sunday, they're favored.
Without a doubt. Who's playing quarterback for the Ravens?
Right, in Baltimore, right. We talked about the Commanders a long time ago.
At 12, up two spots, the Giants.
No.
I'm not sold on them at all.
No. I like that they actually have pass catchers that aren't junk, but they'll all get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting Darren Waller. You're adding Darren Waller to the mix, and everybody's acting like they're getting Darren Waller from 3 years ago. Right. Darren Waller barely played football last year.
I mean, he came into the league.
He's already 30.
And say he's older than you think, too, you know, in some of his off-the-field stuff. And, you know, so they're better than they looked, but they would be behind the Steelers and six or seven teams we've mentioned.
Yeah, they're not going to play. They're not going to play the junk schedule they played last year either.
No. Seattle would be favored in New York right now.
Yeah. At 11, down two spots, which surprises me, the Detroit Lions. What have they done to move down two spots?
Right. I mean, we all know how power ranks work. It doesn't. If you move down, it doesn't mean you got worse.
Right. Maybe
teams around you got better, or you know.
But just signing like Cam Sutton and a man, and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
Right.
And they're going to add draft picks, like two first round picks. I think they're set up pretty well. They're the best team in that division.
I think by head and shoulders, to be honest with you, especially after the draft, the two first round picks that both could be on defense. So here's another one, which, you know, I'm really nitpicking. We're not probably going to get to the 49ers for a while, but they don't have a quarterback right now.
They don't have a quarterback either. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's important. Yeah. So how do you do that? You know,
well, their quarterback right now, if the season started right now, the San Francisco 49ers quarterback will be Sam Darnold.
Darnold. Right. Right. And I think there's a very legit chance he's the opening day starter.
Yuck.
I mean, they signed him the first day of free agency. They told you all you need to know.
Right. At 10, up five spots, the Dolphins.
Dolphins look really good right now. I'm going to assume Tua is Tua for as long as he can. You know, on opening day, he'll be there.
The backup is now Mike White, though. People are acting like Mike White can play because he moved the offense in New York. Well, he moved the offense. They didn't score any points.
I mean, they have to. I mean, Tua has to stay healthy, but that's not a unique situation. And I just don't trust him to stay healthy. So, real quick, I did this because I was talking about Young coming out of Bama.
Yeah.
And I went and I looked at Lamar, Kyler, and Tua's games played in their career. Tua's games played are 10, 13, 13. And he came in the league hurt, and he left last year hurt.
Right.
I mean, that's hard to count on, man.
Very hard to count on. At 9, up 7 spots. 7 spots. The Jets.
They're the 9th best team with Rodgers.
But Aaron Rodgers right now is not a Jet.
He's not a Jet. I mean, the Niners, I mean, I don't know what you do about Baltimore, the Jets. I mean, did he count the Packers with Rodgers? I mean, I wouldn't do that either.
Right.
You know, but
I hear it. So to me, Aaron Rodgers to the Jets is more likely to happen than Lamar Jackson going back to Baltimore next year.
Yes. I thought you were going to phrase it a different way, though, and say Rodgers to the Jets is more likely than Lamar moving, which I agree with.
I think Lamar is going somewhere else.
I do, too, but I'm almost certain Rodgers is going to be a Jet.
And here's the other thing. So even if Lamar returns to Baltimore, is he going to go and work out at all during the offseason?
Well, he's not going to sign that franchise tag.
He's not going to sign that franchise tag until he has to, right before the season starts. So you got a new offensive coordinator. I think they're in a mess right now.
They're a mess right now. I mean, to me, we mentioned Indy. I just scribbled down Atlanta, Washington, Indy. After the draft, those teams might be like, all right, let's look at it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then
we didn't get a quarterback. Who's to say the Colts are sitting there at 4 and they don't like Levis or they don't like Richardson for right now.
Right.
And they say, you know, we could just go sign Lamar after the day after the draft.
Draft Will Anderson.
Just draft Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. We're a better team. That makes us a better football team.
Trade down and take, one of the tackles.
They could trade down with the Raiders or whoever wants to move up and get one of those quarterbacks, get extra picks and really build for the future with a quarterback who's, still in his mid-20s.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And give up the 20th pick next year.
It's a new coach that has job security. You know, he's not going to get canned after 1 year, probably. You know, I don't think expectations are super high this year.
By the way, the new coach came from the system in Philadelphia where they really took advantage of Jalen Hurts' running ability. Why wouldn't you? Hey, we could do what we did with Jalen Hurts with Lamar. Are you kidding me?
Right. I mean, I always pencil in Richardson to them in mocks for that reason. But there's a lot not to like about Richardson. And
you know what Lamar is.
Yeah. He's not as good as Lamar. I mean, Lamar's only, 27?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's expensive. He's a costly pick, but he's an MVP. Richardson's a long way from being an MVP. I hear you there. Also, along those lines, and I'm starting to feel this way with my evaluations, Young and Stroud, to me, are way better than everybody else.
Yeah, I don't even think it's close.
Right. I mean, so I don't want to be the team taking the third quarterback.
Taking the third best guy just because.
Just to take one, right.
At 8 are the Chargers.
I'm fine with that.
Are they still eighth if Ekeler's not there?
If he isn't, they could draft Bijan or Gibbs.
They could.
You know what I mean? If that gets cleared up by the draft, I think they'll be okay.
At 7 are the Jaguars.
That's too high.
Yeah.
I think the Jags and Steelers are like the same.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the Jaguars just yet. I think they still have some holes. I don't know that they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes when you see a team take a step like Jacksonville took last year, you see a step backwards the next year.
Oh, for sure. The plexiglass principle from Football Outsiders. I do like the Ridley and Kirk and Engram and their pass catchers. You know, there's no more excuses.
We don't know what Ridley's going to be, though, either. Ridley's 30.
Yeah.
He's older than people think. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he had those mental issues before he got busted for gambling.
Yeah, he really hasn't played football in 2 years.
Long time, right. They're like one of the hardest teams for me when we do mocks, too. Because they're not awful anywhere, but they could go.
They could use help.
Quarterback or receiver, right. There's no bad thing for them.
At 6 are the Cowboys.
I might be higher on them as currently constructed.
Yeah. At 5, down a spot are the 49ers. You see, they can't be in my top 10 right now.
Not with Darnold. Well, I don't know. Is Darnold better than Purdy? He might be.
He might. I don't know.
Right.
But I don't know who their quarterback's going to be on opening day.
I know. And I didn't think their quarterback was good all year, and they would have been third or fourth in my power ranks. So I'm talking at both ends of my mouth. I would have them high as currently constructed. And I don't know that I'd change them if Brock Purdy was perfectly healthy tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think he's bad.
At four, up a spot is Buffalo.
Okay. They should be in the top five.
Three, holding steady is Cincinnati. Two is the Philadelphia Eagles, who just signed Terrell Edmonds at the safety position. And then number one is the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Eagles didn't get hit as hard in free agency as I expected. I mean, Hargrave's a loss. But you brought back Cox and Graham and Edmonds. I mean, and they're not as bad off defensively as I thought they'd be.
Yeah. At the end. I don't know if the offensive line is going to be like, say Amalo's a loss for them.
He is. And I really like Beef Juergens, but he's not what they want at guard. I mean, he was drafted to be Kelsey, and because they really want hefty guards on each side of Kelsey because his size can be a problem.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden they've got two kind of smallish guys in the middle.
Right. They got two movers, you know.
Yeah. But that was Dan Hansis's power rankings on NFL.com. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. We're going to take a break here. Just a reminder, we will be going Monday through Wednesday next week. Then we'll have our regular show Friday once we return to Pittsburgh from Phoenix. But you can hear us live every day from 12 to 3 Eastern time as we are down at the owners' meetings in Phoenix next week. And, of course, watch the show on Monday and Tuesday there as well on the Steelers YouTube channel. We'll be back with more right after this.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.